guys, this is the Andrea Show on Anchor. Tonight I'm going to talk about conservative versus leftist. It's so important that I have this conversation on my podcast because I want people that listen to me to understand that I am a leftist. Although I do not like conservatives, I do welcome them. I welcome everyone to spread their truths. But it's important that you know the difference between a conservative, a Republican, leftist, Democrat, Republican. These labels are so uncalled for. It's not even funny. But unfortunately, in order to state your position and your political motive, you have to tell the world where you stand. And I'm not only standing on my left side, but I'm also heavily leaning. You know what I mean? So what I want to say is, for instance, conservatives, let's give you some popular names. Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, the Toppertown music on TikTok, who I've actually talked to a few times. We had a little spiff last year. There's some Tatum guy that I don't really care about. The twins that work out. So many opportunists that are black that hopped on the bandwagon of conservatism. But they really do believe within their core that they are just godly fearing people and they just want to be traditional. But the mere fact is, it is plain as can see. Like, it's clear that conservatives do not want to progress our country. Okay, Candace Owens even said that she's not for climate change, like she doesn't believe in it. There's some type of belief, okay, that she feels like she has to have, although the weather changes every single day. Okay, there is a sense of ignorance that's just allowed on the conservatism side of things. And you know, you have to understand that conservatives are very much attached to the Republican Party. Okay, so if they say, I'm not a Republican, I'm a conservative, but I'm like, yeah, but you vote Republican, right? There are some Republicans that are leaning left. Like, there's a lady on The View, a Latino lady. I don't have her name right now, but if you really care that much, you'll write me on the show or send me a message here on Anchor. But, you know, I understand that there are some very small groups of Republicans that could be black, could be Latino, could be traditional, okay? I'm not generalizing them. But what I'm saying is they're guilty by association. I don't care. Okay? It's very clear that conservatives do not want to progress. And also, they're very nosy. And three, they are very bigoted. Like, there is a sense of this is what I know it all, and you're wrong. You know, a lot of pointing fingers, a lot of blaming. Something's wrong with you. I'm Saint Timonius, you know, I'm favored. God loves me. But the mere fact is, a lot of conservatives do not practice the teachings of God, because if they did, they'd just turn the other cheek and just love, you know, everyone, but they don't. Nonetheless, what is a leftist? A leftist, or some Republicans like to call leftist libertards, liberals, the youth, the young, the progressives, right? The people of color, majority Democrats. We are all leaning left. But what does that mean? It just means that I have progressive views, okay? And what that means is, you know, I feel that it's no one's business what happens to my ovaries. Conservatives would say that black women are killing their babies in the millions, but the gag is white people are doing it in a higher rate, and a lot more of them are doing it. But nonetheless, we'll entertain Candace Owens or any other conservatives that want to sit here and proclaim that they have any rights to tell me what to do with my body. You know, they bring up just issues with no solutions. And we talked about that yesterday. You know, we want to be solution driven. So where do we find a happy medium, right? How can we find a solution here? I think we have to continue to talk to conservatives. We have to continue to tackle down their truths. Because the mere fact is, if it is the truth to them, it's as almost as if they have, you know, one eye covered and one eye open, okay? And they can't really see the full picture. So I think we have to keep talking about it. And how does this affect in politics? We have to be able to have associations that coexist and commingle together to find common ground. Okay. So for instance, we need to start becoming negotiators with them, because I don't feel, when I say us, I mean us on the left and vice versa, whatever, mature people have to be able to put their emotions aside and realize that your conservatism should not be mixed in policies and laws. Okay. And my leftist views probably shouldn't either, okay? But nonetheless, we need laws and policies that are favoring the left and the right. That is just the way that it should be, okay? We need someone to sit down and say that it should be illegal, right? To say anything about somebody else's, you know, abortion or somebody else's, you know, choices in their life. That's like none of your freaking business. If it doesn't affect you, doesn't affect your job, doesn't affect your life, mind your business. Okay. So, you know, I just think, like, if you want to be conservative, that's fine. You want to be leftist, great. Democrat, Republican. But we have to be able to get people in power in order to find common grounds that will be non-biased, non-partisan, and able to be equally driven and distributed, you know, the right way, not disproportionately like they usually do, but equally distributed with equity of treatment for everyone, with the fiduciary duties of the American dream. Okay. So, you know, I don't think the two-party system's ever going to go away. What is the solution? We need an association that finds common ground on both sides and represents everyone equally. If you're not for this, you are the problem. So, you know, for instance, if you're a leftist, you probably are, you know, support the LGBTQI community. If you are conservative, you probably don't. Okay, that's just how it goes. But can we just make an agreement that whatever somebody does in their life as far as love goes, if it doesn't affect you, again, affect your job, affect your life, just stay out of it. I mean, you're not God, although you proclaim to be closest to Him. You are not God. It is nobody's choice. It shouldn't be anyone's choice or anybody's even opportunity to hop on the bandwagon of somebody else's life. You know what I mean? Unless they invite you in. Okay? So with that said, I do think that we could get there. But we need people to push forward into the White House, okay, into Senate seats, okay, in power seats that are going to get things done, okay? Put your emotions aside, facts over your emotions, and just do your job for the country. Who is out there that can just do a job without your stupid freaking opinions? Because, you know, they're really not opinions when your opinions are driving you forward to voting for these people in power that are affecting everyone's life. You know what I mean? They're not just opinions. You know, for instance, on my TikTok today, somebody said something very racist about Africans selling Africans. That's a new trend now. Africans sold Africans. So they're trying to, like, basically say it was okay to perpetuate slavery for 246 years. Okay, and then, you know, jack us up, not giving us mortgages, redlining, and all these black codes and racist policies, Jim Crow law, and nobody's gonna freaking pay for this. Like, just because our ancestors have passed, you're not gonna pay for this. We have no generational wealth. Okay, white people got a freaking 400 head start, 300 year head start, and still are ahead. Really? You're gonna hike up the prices? Is this what we're doing now? Why is it so bad? Listen, before I go, because I only want to do this 10 minutes, like I said. Why do people think it's so bad to freaking just allow people just to live their lives? Like, I just don't get it. I mean, I can't believe today that if more than 5 people live on a block, it's an urban city. Like, we gotta freaking end that. Like, all of these racist policies are still existing. They just have different names and are distributed differently, you know, silently. The silent majority is supporting it. We have to stop them if we can. All right, you guys, spread love, spread peace, but most importantly, you already know, spread the truth. This is the voice of the people, I hope. Good night.